Still not sure what to get someone for the holidays? Why not choose a gift that will make someone wealthier and wiser? Here to offer some tips on gifts that will warm your loved one's wallet, if not their hearts, is our regular personal finance commentator, Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post, and she advises day-to-day listeners on how to manage money. Michelle, isn't getting a financial planning kind of a gift right up there with getting coal in your stockings? I mean, who would want one besides, let's confess, yourself?
I was going to say, me. And, you know, for some people it is. It's not sort of warm and fuzzy and thing you can kind of wrap your arms around. It doesn't sparkle like a diamond. But let me tell you, it is worth the value like a diamond. You know, you give someone a good financial planning book or a share of stock or something that will increase their wealth in the future, and they will appreciate it. Maybe not at that moment, but somewhere down the line, they will really appreciate the thought in this type of gift.
Are there specific books that you think make very good gifts for people who maybe need a little help with financial planning and money?
I do. If you're just starting out and you need some incentive, I love this book called The Richest Man in Babylon. It's the first book I recommended as part of the Color of Money book club, and I have it on my shelf, and every once in a while I take it down myself. And it's basically told in parables, and it's all about how you become wealthy, and it's just, you know, save your money, you know, religiously, you know, get some property, don't overspend. It's very simple, it's easy to read, takes you probably a day to get through this book. It's a wonderful book. I say start with that. If you're a little more advanced and you're ready to get out in the trenches, I would recommend a book called Truth About Money by Rick Edelman. It's a really good book. It's full of information. Or Talking Money by today's financial editor, Gene Chatsey. Also a really good basic book to get you started.
You also mentioned stocks, the idea of giving someone stocks. Do you think that's really a good idea? And what stocks do you give?
Well, you know, I think it's good and fun to kind of start people to thinking about what does it mean to own a stock. I recommend going to a company called Share Builder. They actually have sort of a beginning stock plan. For about $19 or $20, you can buy this whole package. They give you the Wall Street Journal guides to understanding finances. They give you a subscription to Smart Money magazine, and they give you a certificate to buy a share of stock. It's a fun little package that you can get someone that starts them into looking at what does it mean to own a share of stock.
Suppose you want to give that gift that everyone loves to get, one size fits all. I'm talking cash. Is cash something you think is a good idea to give? And if so, how much?
I think it's appropriate if you know the person well. If that's something that you know that they really need. Like college students, they need cash to buy their books and things like that. They don't need another sweater or a backpack. But I think it is appropriate if you know the person well.
How about for grandparents? Thinking about their grandkids.
For grandparents, I'd like to encourage them to ask the parents of their grandchildren to set up a 529 plan, which is basically a college savings plan, and then put money into that plan as a Christmas gift or Hanukkah gift for that child. Now, of course, the child may not appreciate it, but I'm telling you, down the road when they're ready to go to college, they will love grandmama and granddaddy for putting money into their college fund.
Michelle Singletary writes The Color of Money for the Washington Post. She joins us on Tuesday. Michelle's book suggestions and other gift suggestions for money managers and would-be money managers, you can find them online at npr.org. Michelle, thanks for being with us again.
You're so welcome.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.